Well, howdy, stranger. What brings you around these parts? Oh, you're one of them. Those are racers. You know, there's a batch of you running around here. I hear everyone's jumping around from city to city on the railroad, trying to make your way across the country, claim as many routes as you can, travel fast and efficient. Tell you what, don't make no sense to me. But if you're looking to get from here to Kansas City, you're going to have to buy yourself a ticket to ride this week on Board Games with Scott.
You're listening to the audio portion of the Board Games with Scott weekly show with Scott Nicholson. To see the videos, head to BoardGamesWithScott.com.
Hi there, I'm Scott Nicholson, and welcome to Board Games with Scott. This is a weekly show where I take a board game, explain it, review it, give you an idea if it's something you might enjoy. This week, I'm going to be looking at the family game, Ticket to Ride. Ticket to Ride was designed by Alan Moon and has won the German Game of the Year a few years ago. It's a game that takes half an hour to an hour to play for 2 to 5 players. It's suitable for ages 8 and up. It's a game about collecting sets of cards and claiming routes on a large map, indicating connections between train stations, and trying to fulfill your own secret routes while blocking the routes of other players. It's a good gateway game, which means if you've never played any of these types of games before, it would be a good game to try first. It's not that complex. It's fairly interesting, has a lot of interesting decisions, and it moves quickly. So let's open up this Ticket to Ride box and see what's inside. What do you get in the box? Well, you get a big map of the United States, a bright, colorful map, a track that goes from 1 to 80. So you have to watch that when you loop around. You can't just, you might think it goes to 100. It'll screw you up every time. You get a set of plastic trains for each player, different colors, 5 different colors, a small wooden marker, which is a score marker. Each player has those. You get a bunch of these little cards in different colors, as well as some wild cards. And you're going to get these route cards. And these route cards are going to give you information about your secret routes that you're trying to accomplish. You get a rule book, and another interesting thing I'll point out is on the back of the rule book, there's a code. Cover up my secret code. Everyone has a secret code, and you can go to the Days of Wonder website and put in that code that you've got, and that will unlock, I believe it's currently 6 months of free online play of the Ticket to Ride online game. So that's nice. It's a benefit you get for purchasing the game as you can play online with other people. Actually, anyone can go there and play. It's the registered players are the ones who can start the games. So you can also, there's a Ticket to Ride computer game, I believe, that's just been released that you can put on your own system and play with that. And you get a discount off of that if you've purchased the Ticket to Ride game. So that's what comes in the box. Now let's take a look at how all these bits come together. This is the Ticket to Ride game board. And what I'm going to do first thing is I'm going to talk about the concept of claiming routes, because everything that we do in this game revolves around that. So on your turn, what you're going to do is one of your options is to claim a route. And to claim a route, you play a number of cards equal to the number of spaces between two cities. So if you wanted to claim the route between Santa Fe and Oklahoma City, it would require 3 blue cards. To claim a route between Denver and Oklahoma City is going to require 4 red cards. El Paso to Oklahoma City is 5 yellow cards. Some of these, there's 2 different colors, and what that means is 2 different people can claim routes between the two places. So one person could claim the route from Denver to Kansas City using black, another one could claim the route using brown. When you claim a route, so when you play the 3 blue cards, for example, you put your trains on top of that route, meaning you've claimed it and no one else can claim it, and then you get some points for that. And so this actually blocks anyone else from traveling between these two cities on that route. That's why these ones with 2 different choices are useful, because if one player claims one side, the other side is still available. There's also a number of gray spaces on the board, and gray spaces are any color cards, but they have to be the same color. So there's 2 here. What this would mean is 2 cards of the same color. It could be 2 blues, 2 greens, whatever, but they have to match up. So as you can see, that's what the spaces are on the board. They're either a color, which tell you you have to play that color, or they're gray, which allow you to play any color you'd like. So how do you get the cards that you're going to play to claim the routes? Well, at the start of the game, you're going to have 3 cards. And then, each turn of the game, one of the things you can do is take new cards. There's going to be a set of 5 cards face up on the side of the board. And on your turn, what you can do is you can take one of these cards into your hand, and then it is replaced with one from the deck, and then you can take a second one into your hand. Another option you have, if you don't like any of those 5, is you can just take the top card here, sight unseen. That's got the advantage of none of the other players actually know what it is you've just picked. Now notice some of these cards are wild cards. Getting a wild card actually counts for both of your picks for the turn. So you can only take a wild card first. If you pass on a wild card on your first pick, you can't take it as your second pick. So another advantage of pulling from the deck is that you can get lucky, and sometimes you can actually get a wild card off the deck and get a wild card and another card during your turn. If there are ever 3 wild cards showing up, you immediately discard all 5 cards and put out 5 new ones. At the start of the game, you're going to have to make a decision, which is going to determine where you're playing on the board. You're going to get dealt 3 of the colored train cards at the start of the game, and you're also going to get dealt 3 of these destination cards. Now, you must keep at least 2 of them, and you can keep all 3. So what you have to do is you have to look at your destination cards and figure out where do you have routes that overlap, and where do you have routes that might be difficult to get to. So Calgary to Salt Lake City, for example, there's little dots here to show you, and Vancouver to Santa Fe, they're pretty similar, actually. These 2 wouldn't be bad 2 to keep, because they're going to use similar pieces of track. Los Angeles to Miami, on the other hand, well, phew, that's quite a trip across the country, and it's a 20-point risk. If you don't get this, you're going to lose 20 points. So you may decide to discard this one and start the game with those 2 routes. You can get more routes throughout the game using the same process. You'll draw 3 routes. You have to keep at least 1. You may keep all 3 of them. And part of the strategy of the game is to try and get routes that work with each other so that you can use your same track to satisfy different route cards. This table tells you how many points you get for claiming different routes. If your route is only 1 train long, you get 1 point. If it's 2 train long, that's 2 points. 3 gets you 4 points. All the way up to a 6 train route, which gets you 15 points. You have to claim an entire route when you do so. You can't just claim part of a route. So on your turn, if you want to claim a route, you will play the number of cards. So this red route here is a big one. This is a 6-card route. You'd have to have 6 red cards in order to claim this route, but that would get you 15 points. So that's a pretty big payout. To put these routes in contrast, you also have the cards you're attempting to get. So if you get from Vancouver to Santa Fe, all on your own trains, at the end of the game you get a 13-point bonus. If you get from Seattle to Los Angeles, you get a 9-point bonus. If you make it for all the way from Los Angeles to New York, you get 21 points. So as you can see, the bonuses that you get from matching up these cards that you have in your hand are big compared to what you get for playing individual routes. Also, if you have one of these cards in your hand and you don't make the route by the end of the game, you lose the points on the card. So you're actually in double jeopardy. It's really critical that you make the routes on the cards that you have. So the basic flow of play is that on your turn, you have several choices. You can either take more train cards, which is what you do most of the time. You can take 2. You can take more route cards. You can take 3 and pick 1 or 2 or 3 of them. Or you can claim a route. You don't both get to take train cards and claim a route. And it becomes a really agonizing decision to try and decide, you know, do I grab another card while it's there or do I go ahead and claim a route before someone else does? Timing is really important in this game. If you look at the board right now, we can see that you've got a red player who obviously wants to connect from Oklahoma City to Little Rock. And you have a yellow player that does the same thing. You've got a green player that's come around here. Now, if one of the 2 gets this first, it's not that big of a deal. There is another route to continue, but it's going to be a pain. It's a lot of trains to have to play. One of the things you can do in the game is watch for opportunities like this, and then you can come in on your turn and play the 2 in the middle, even though you get some points for it, and what it does is just causes a lot of headaches for everyone else. So part of the game is watching what your opponents are doing and deciding to get involved with their strategy to block them rather than furthering your own lines all the time. So one of the strategies in the game is to look for places around the board where it just takes a few trains to block routes. You can play on those routes and make everyone else say bad words. The disadvantage to that, though, is it sets other people up for the 10-point bonus at the end of the game. At the end of the game, the person with the longest continuous route of trains that they can count gets a bonus of 10 points. And so if you're continually forcing people to go around the shortcuts, they're going to have longer and longer routes, and we'll most likely get that. So your hope is that you can try and prevent them from making connections by taking these shorter routes. And this is where the game can get mean. Sometimes you never play with this. You just claim the routes you need. Other people like to play more defensively and like to block up these different locations. Here's a strategy tip. You should always claim the easiest routes first. So for example, in this case, this route's 5 yellows. That's going to be hard for someone to claim without planning. So the yellow player would be better off claiming all of the little 2 and 3 routes they need, and then go for these bigger ones, because they're going to be harder for someone else to block, and they're going to take a lot of resources. Someone's going to think twice before plopping down 5 yellows just to block this player over here. So that's a bit of the strategy in Ticket to Ride. So, that's Ticket to Ride. It's a great game for kids and adults to play together. It's good for people that haven't done a lot of these Euro games. It's a good family game to start out. It can be a little nasty at times. You have to be careful. There are spots on the board that you can jump in there and take and cause trouble for a lot of people's routes. I'm going to give this game a solid A for people who haven't done a lot of gaming before. If you have had experience with these sorts of games, I'll suggest you take a look at Ticket to Ride Europe. It's a more advanced version. There are more features. I'll talk about it on this show at some point. So with that, if you would like to purchase the game, purchase it right side up even, head over to BoardGamesWithScott.com. You'll find a link where you can purchase the game. If you'd like to talk about the game, you can also find a link there. With that, I'd like to invite you to come back next week and see a different show, learn about a different game. I talk about one every week here at Board Games with Scott. I'd like to thank you very much for your time. Well, sounds like your train's coming, a stranger, so you better hurry up and catch it. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye now!
These videos are made under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license. For more information, visit BoardGamesWithScott.com.